As the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, gears up for its Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, meeting on May 5, 2025, expectations are leaning toward a possible policy rate cut, although sentiment remains divided. A growing segment of analysts and institutional investors anticipates a measured 50 to 100 basis points, BPS, reduction, driven largely by record low inflation and improvements in the country's external account. RF Habib Limited, AHL, predicts a measured 50 basis points cut, which would lower the policy rate to 11.5%. This projection is based on a recent AHL survey covering financial and non-financial sectors including banks, asset management companies, insurers, development finance institutions, and representatives from the exploration and production, cement, fertilizer, steel, textile, and pharmaceutical industries. According to the survey, 54.6% of respondents expect a rate cut, 36.4% foresee a 100 basis points reduction, and 18.2% anticipate a 50 basis points decrease. On the other hand, 45.4% believe the central bank will maintain the current 12% policy rate. A separate survey by JS Global, targeting high net worth individuals and financial institutions, presents a more conservative outlook. A majority, 56%, expect the SBP to keep rates unchanged. Meanwhile, 31% foresee a 100 basis points cut, and 13% project a 50 basis points reduction. Notably, no respondents expect a 75 basis points adjustment. The primary argument for easing stems from the dramatic fall in inflation. Headline inflation plunged to a six-decade low of 0.7% in March 2025, and is projected to decline further to 0.45% in April. This sharp drop has pushed the real interest rate to approximately 11.3%, creating substantial room for monetary easing. Average headline inflation for the first 10 months of FY25 is estimated at 4.88%, a sharp contrast to 26.22% during the same period last year. The decline has been attributed mainly to base effects and softened food prices. However, some caution is warranted. These base effects are expected to fade in the coming months, potentially nudging inflation upward. Moreover, core inflation, non-food, non-energy or NFNE, remains sticky, estimated at 7.72% year-on-year for April, with a 10-month FY25 average of 10.05%. On the external front, the country posted a current account surplus of $1.86 billion in 9-month FY25, reversing a $1.65 billion deficit in the same period last year. This turnaround was largely driven by a 33% year-on-year rise in remittances, which reached $28 billion. While the improvement has strengthened the external account, a simultaneous 11% increase in imports reaching $40.40 billion signals a revival in domestic demand. Though encouraging from a growth perspective, this trend could reintroduce pressure on the current account and the rupee, warranting a cautious approach by policymakers. Industrial activity, as measured by large-scale manufacturing industries, LSMI, remains subdued. LSM output declined by 3.5% year-on-year in February 2025, and contracted by 5.9% month-on-month.